Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Coaching with Amy Radio with your host, Amy Tamman. For more information, visit intuitivecoachingwithamy.com.
Hello, welcome to the program. And I thought I would do a show, an intuition-driven show. And so we're going to be talking about spirit animals and how to receive messages from animals. And I, you know, I'll be rarely transparent. I'm not an animal whisperer. I actually have no desire to psychically speak to animals. But I do believe that when animals show up in my life, I might be sitting out somewhere or I'm, you know, waiting in line and all of a sudden an animal shows up or and I know it's a message. You just know. So that's the key here with understanding messages from the animals is it, you know, I believe everything is a message or can be a message. And so particularly animals, as I was doing research for this program, are great teachers. They really came to this planet to teach us humans some things. And so I believe animals can bring forward intuitive messages to help move you forward in the direction of your dreams. Last show I was talking about clarity. And oftentimes, for me, I find that when I'm in a space of really meditating on clarity, because when we are in a space of being clear about what we want, it's like the step right before manifestation. And so, you know, anytime I'm meditating on something and I need clarity, an animal will show up. I have a spirit animal, and I believe we all have spirit animals. And I'll tell you right now, I'm going so off these show notes. I'm trying to be more organized this time around. And so I did my show notes this weekend. And usually I do them the morning before the show. And so I'm really off book. So if I zigzag around here, it's because I have had 4 days to meditate on this topic. So for me, and I'll give you a very specific example. Summer, I was getting ready for my Dave shows. Big Dave Matthews Band fan. My friends and I were doing multiple shows through California. And I was meditating on it. I had some loose ends that needed to be tied up before I headed out. I things were in motion. I knew it was going to happen, but I still wasn't feeling that secure about it. And so I needed some clarity. So I was sitting out back. I live on a bay, and I was sitting out back of my house and on the waterfront, and I was meditating on this beautiful setting, and all of a sudden this crane shows up, and I have a historic energetic pattern with cranes. They show up in those random places, and I know they're always trying to give me a message. What was unique about this situation is the crane didn't just show up; it actually walked towards me. And that, like, never happens. And, yes, on the bay, cranes do appear here. And there was one in particular, our community, our complex, was calling the neighborhood crane. So I had seen it looming on the docks because we have an estuary attached to the property. And so on the docks where the boats are, the crane would hang out. But it had never... I was sitting on a bench in the grassy area, and it never really left the docks. This time it actually came up on the banks, and it was walking so close to me. Of course, I was being classic, human, and I was trying to take a picture of it while being frightened all at the same time. And maybe I'll share the picture on Instagram. And so its hair was like ruffled, and it was the embodiment of the stress that I was feeling. It was a beautiful aha. And so I took that message and I went and I looked at cranes again, the spiritual meaning of cranes, and really it gave me an opportunity to put things into perspective. And it was from that vantage point I had that clarity moment that I needed to really complete the manifestation of going to my shows. So animals can communicate with us, and it's your journey with it. There are some there are some consistent themes that animals represent. And if you're on my newsletter list, I just tomorrow you'll get an email where I give you some common themes for certain animals that you can use to really understand what message is being brought forward for you. But the key here is you will just know when you are receiving a message. In that moment, I was certain that that crane had showed up to give me a message. And A, you'll know because it usually comes right after you've been praying or meditating on something, or you've made you have a desire, you're working a goal, you have a certain intention, there's something you're looking to manifest, that the message will usually show up right after that or thereafter, right? Because it's indirect response. You ask and then you receive. And so and you will know. You will just know in your being that it's a message. And if you're unsure as to what the message is, that is where you follow this guidance I'm going to give you here on the program. Now, is every animal that shows up in your experience a message? I mean, I believe everything is a message, but I live in a constant state of prayer. Like, that is who I am. Gratitude and prayer. So I feel like it is. If you are a person that kind of doesn't always ask for what you want, you're not going to spirit and saying, hey, this is what's up. And that, you know, as I spoke about in the last program, that might just be writing it down or talking about it with people around you. And I'm not talking about the negative stuff, like I don't want my boss to yell at me or I don't want a shitty boyfriend again. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about I'm ready for love. I'm ready for passionate, amazing, beautiful, romantic, all-consuming love. I want to work in an environment where I am filled with joy and enthusiasm, and I really get to bring my talents. Those are prayers. That's activating a vibration. So then when animals show up, they will most likely be a message. Again, trust that you know. Remember, they're connecting to your intuitive force as well. So if you're not getting anything on it, don't try to intellectually make it work. It's a very spiritual experience. So here's how to receive messages from your spirit animals. One, you will sense that the animal is trying to get your attention. Just like me on the docks, you will sense that the animal is trying to get your attention. And I am in by no way, you know, as I said, a psychic who talks to animals. But intuitively, I always know when a message is for me, right? With any message, you will know it is a repeated pattern. Messages or symbols or themes that come up again and again will feel synchronistic or a divine timing moment is what I want to call it. Like, wow, that was so perfect. So it's not like the same animal show up, but you can. I have a relationship with the hummingbird where it shows up. If it's an animal shows up, and then you go and you do some research onto what the theme of that animal is or what message they might be bringing forward, that is a sign if you've been praying on something. So it does it match with what you've been praying on and the messages Spirit's already been giving you? They might just be using the animals as a vehicle for reminding you. Remember, intuition is repetitive. Rarely do we just get one message and then it's done. Unless we follow, you know, if we really feel like it's an intuitive message and we act on it. And even I'll know something's clearly an intuitive message. And I act on it. And then Spirit will give it to you again. So if it's following a pattern where it's being repeated, where, you keep getting that sign and symbol, maybe you keep seeing the same animal over and over again, those are things to pay attention to. It will feel synchronistic and it will feel like divine perfect timing. Then immediately ask yourself, what do I need to know? What is this animal trying to bring forward? Is this for me? You may have to center yourself first by taking some deep breaths so that you can tune in to the intuitive message of that animal. Then pay attention to the thoughts that come up. Yeah, so that's why it's so important that you get quiet, because an animal might directly on the spot be communicating with you intuitively. And all you have to do is get quiet and be open to receiving it. what thoughts you were thinking, what thoughts were you thinking when the animal showed up? So sometimes you might be thinking about something, you've been playing it over and over in your mind, and it essentially just the repetitiveness of the desire, I want, I want, I want, I want, becomes a prayer, right? So you might be out and about, and all of a sudden you see this, like, weird, let's talk birds again, because birds, weird birds show up all the time for me, this weird bird, and you're like, I never see this bird anywhere. That's probably an intuitive message. It, 9 times out of 10 it is. There's this bird that keeps following me around throughout Oakland, and I never see it anywhere, but like in these one moment in this random place, and I know it's a message. So I keep taking a picture of it, hoping to figure out what type of bird it is. I keep asking people, and I know it's a message, and I know it will all come together in divine perfect timing. And it's probably not a message that I intensely need, or maybe it's another way of spirit trying to bring me that message. Typically, that bird is not bringing me one specific message that I can't get anywhere else. Spirit world is pretty awesome in the sense that, again, they're going to repeat it over and over and over again on many different levels. So it's not just coming from one animal, and you can only get it that way, and if you didn't receive it or you weren't clear about what it was, you'll never get it again. No. It's a lot more fluid than this. So almost this is, if I'm being transparent, it's one of the reasons why I don't do a lot of shows like this. And it's not because I don't love teaching this, these topics. I think we start to give too much weight to the technical aspect of the process. It's really about being open. And if we're open, even animals can bring us spiritual messages. So when an animal shows up and you go back and you think about, okay, what was I thinking about? Sometimes, and this was interesting as I was preparing these notes and my spirit guides were guiding me on this, is that the animals will co-sign, I'm going to use that, that's some slang there, will co-sign or affirm something that you've been thinking about. And this is especially true for your spirit animal. A spirit animal is your earthly guardian angel. They have a soulful relationship with you. It's not a particular animal, like, say, my dog Fluffy, though your dog Fluffy might have some guardian angel qualities. It's most likely a species of animals. Your spirit animal is the animal you are most drawn to or the one that you fear the most. So that's enter my relationship with the hummingbird. And the hummingbird called me. All of a sudden, it just started showing up in my life, my late 20s. And it was just, it wanted to, and I clicked into the fact, oh, you're my spirit animal. we're friends now. And since then, the hummingbird will show up anytime I need to make a decision, anytime I'm pondering an idea. Sometimes I'll be outside and I'll be pacing on something. And all of a sudden, that's it. And I know it's either agreeing with what I'm affirming, or, you know, affirming whatever thought I have, it's trying to lead me in another direction, or I'm questioning something, it might be a yes or a no. It really is quite divine, and it just shows up. And then the message immediately connects with from within. And this is where your quiet time and really practicing the way we practice understanding our intuition is following the messages we're receiving. If it seems like a message, it probably is. Do it. Take action on it. And then that practice of doing that, the more fluid this communication will be with your spirit animal. Again, your spirit animal is the animal you're most drawn to or the one that you fear the most. In addition to this, I will be really even more transparency here. I am absolutely terrified of hummingbirds. The times that they've been really close to me, that velocity of their wings and that sound, it really is frightening at the same time. But I love them, and they are my spirit animal. So whichever animal you're drawn to, if there's a little fear there, that's probably a sign. And really decide today that, hey, we're going to be in harmony, and we're going to be homies, and you're going to show up in my life so I can make choices and decisions and be clear as I move forward in my journey. Sometimes your spirit animal may show up to challenge you to consider something else. And so, or another animal. It might be your spirit animal. It might be another animal. Like, you know, maybe that crane was challenging me to think about something differently, you know, very much. That's the way the intuition works, is we're on a path sometimes that, and while praying at the same time, and that the path that we've chosen for the execution of our prayer may not be in alignment, right? And so we might need there might be a shorter way to get what we want, or maybe we're approaching something from a place of fear and doubt and worry. I see this so much. People, that is one thing, my prayer for 2017 is I want you to all start to check your intentions. Why am I doing what I'm doing? And it may take some deep soul searching. You might have to step way back from your situation and be like, what the hell am I doing here? And why am I doing it? And is it for my highest and greatest good? Because let's take guys, for example, you know, dating. You might be pursuing a certain type of guy, and they might be so enchanting to you, but your pursuit of it may be because in fifth grade you decided that was the type of guy that you could rebel against your parents. That is not going to be serving you well at 35, 36, right? Your fifth grade mentality. So that's where we have to really check our intentions, and the animals can help us do that. So what I'd recommend is if there's an animal that continues to show up in your life, do a Google search. I want you to do it in this way. You'll say a prayer. I'm ready to receive information. What do I need to know? I know this animal keeps showing up. And there are some brilliant teachers who have developed some beautiful tools. I almost feel like some of these tools are spiritual texts in nature. And generally, the first page are the best quality on the search. And you'll know. If the page looks welcoming and friendly, then that's your sign that you're on the right track. And so you'll do a Google search and use these words, spiritual meaning of, and whatever animal it is. So spiritual meaning of, maybe you've been dreaming about rats. Spiritual meaning of rats. Or my husband and I, it's odd, crazy thing, our old house, we had a mild infestation of fleas, and we didn't have a pet. And so we didn't know, and the people before us didn't have a pet, and so we didn't know where it came from. And so I did a Google search. They kept coming up. We clear them out, and then like 6 months later, we get them back. And so I did a Google search, spiritual meaning of fleas. And I learned a lot. There was some codependency there that was happening in our household. It was layers and layers, and the fleas were representations of that. Once I got clear on what that message was, we didn't get them again. And so really, as you approach this, as you use Google as an oracle system for you, pay attention to what jumps out. When you're looking at these animals, don't take everything at face value, because you may not need to know all of that, right? When I am doing my research on a particular animal, I am only scanning the page, and I want you to scan for what jumps out at me. That's intuitive. That's intuitive. And you won't have to question it. You'll be like, oh, gosh, yes, that totally makes sense. You know, it's not like you need to go to another text to understand what the animals say. No, it's going to be so clear, because that's the way the intuition works. The intuition's pretty simple and straightforward. It's not trying to trick you. I think sometimes we start to turn signs and symbols into things that aren't really signs and symbols. It is what it is when it comes to the intuition. Truth is truth. It's just there. You'll feel it in your being, and you'll move forward. And you won't need any outside confirmation. You'll just know. It just is. So you'll do Google search. You'll skim the information. It is not an intellectual activity. That's one thing my spirit guides wanted me to make clear as I was preparing these show notes. This is not, oh, now I am smarter about animals. No, this is a spiritual, intuitive experience. So as you are skimming the context, search for the things that really jump out at you. There'll be words, there'll be phrases, there'll be themes. You'll know when you've uncovered the message. But I recommend you asking yourself, how does this apply to my life or a particular situation in my life? Just be like, how does this apply? How does this connect? Right? Now, there are some people who are awesome, I am not one of them, who are deeply connected to nature and the outdoors. And for them, their intuitions are automatically tuned and heightened to the frequency of being outside in nature. So for those folks, the animals will always be giving them messages. It's like it just is for them. And so if you are one of those people and you find that you're really drawn to being outside, the animals have probably already been trying to communicate with you. Now you just need to be like, oh. And then the messages will come in abundance. So know that there are some people on this planet who just have a constitution where they are open to the guidance of nature. And if you are one of those people, celebrate that. Go to that place and receive. And for those of us who aren't like that, we can always gain something from our environment. We can always gain some intuitive information from what is around us. Anyone can receive a message from the animals. Just keep an open mind and heart and be willing to inquire as to what the message may be. So if you're getting a message, so say, you know, if you get my email tomorrow and you see, oh, I see deer everywhere. That's one of the animals I highlight in my newsletter tomorrow. And if you're not, sign up for it. IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com, the front page, you can sign up and you'll get it. So I'll meditate on what is the message of the deer, right? And how does this apply to my life? And immediately, if you're centered, right, if you're approaching this from a place of openness, immediately spirit will show you what the situation is. It might be you all of a sudden might think of your coworker, right? Or you see your coworkers in your mind's eye, or your coworker calls out to you, and you're like, oh, I get it. So the deer is trying to tell me how to better relate to this person or how to solve a problem that I'm having. So yes. So anyone can receive this. Just keep an open mind and heart. Be willing to ask what the messages mean. It's never supposed to be complicated or too deep. Oh, wow, that's deep. That's not intuitive. You'll get it. You will get it. If it's a message coming forward intuitively, it's there. Doesn't mean you're going to want to act on it, and that's all ego stuff. But the intuition is just there. It just is. So if it does feel too complicated or deep, it's probably not an intuitive message, and you are probably receiving, you're probably spending more time intellectually pondering the situation rather than spiritually. You can increase the accuracy of the animal messages if you are willing to suspend judgment. So if you can get out of judgment and doubt and worry and really embody your faith, oh my gosh, the accuracy is so dope. And this is from a professional psychic. I mean, man, that is the greatest thing in the world. Like, if you really want an accurate, laser-focused message from spirit, just be in faith, and it will show up so awesomely. You can always do a sanctuary meditation where you ask your spirit animal, so maybe it's, you do know what your spirit animal is, maybe it's a dog. If you're really pondering something or working through an idea or you're considering your next move, you can always do a sanctuary meditation. I teach this in my Everyday Psychic program, where you go to your sacred place, whatever it is within, and sanctuary, it's the same all the time. So whatever your sanctuary is, mine is a gorgeous luxury condo in San Francisco. And I show up there, and I mean it, like it just is. And I show up there, and I kick it with my spirit guides in meditation. I don't call in the hummingbirds because of that velocity of wings and that loud noise they make. But they'll be dancing outside the window, the beautiful window, and this is where I go and receive information. But if you are really comfortable with your animal, say it is a dog, and you invite it into your sanctuary, there you can jam with the animal in your mind's eye. Or if you don't have a sanctuary or you don't want to go to sanctuary, so maybe yours is a whale and your sanctuary is a church or a meadow.